Today was the seventh day in the Bosma trial. Today we heard from two Hamilton police officers who were responsible for escorting the large trailer that was found in Della Millard's mother's driveway in Kleinburg. The first officer was responsible for escorting it back to Hamilton. The second one escorted it from Hamilton up to Tillsonburg, where it was being taken for forensic examination at an OPP facility there. There was a bit of a mishap during that second trip. The back doors of the trailer blew open and a cardboard box tumbled out onto the highway. That mishap was something that Della Millard's lawyer, Ravine Pillay, latched onto during his cross-examination. We also heard today from a fingerprinting expert from Halton Police. She testified about a print found on the door of Tim Bosma's truck that she says matched Della Millard's fingerprint. This is the second print we've heard about from Tim Bosma's truck that matched Della Millard. The first was on a rear view mirror inside the truck. We also heard today from an intelligence analyst with the OPP. His job was to present phone records from May 4th to May 10th, not to analyze them, just to present them in a legible way for the jury. He showed a map specifically from the night of May 6th, which showed us that Della Millard and Mark Spitch's phone numbers were in the same range as the Lucas Bate phone that night. That is the phone, police believe it's a bogus name, that was used to contact Tim Bosma to set up the test drive in which he disappeared.